Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. Today is a Friday, and you may be working today, but according to some experts who recently spoke at the World Economic Forum, maybe soon you won't be working on most Fridays. In fact, working less could have a range of benefits for workers and employers, and the world should embrace the four-day working week. That was the key message that two experts brought to Davos this year. Adam Grant, the psychologist from the Wharton School in Pennsylvania, said, "I think we have some good experiments showing that if you reduce working hours, people are able to focus their attention more effectively, and they end up producing just as much, often with higher quality and creativity, and they are also more loyal to their organizations that are willing to give them the flexibility and that care about their lives outside of work." And the economist and historian Rutger Bregman, who's an author of a book called Utopia for Realists, agrees. And he explained that a shorter working week is not actually all that radical, and policymakers have been trying to figure out how to give the workforce more leisure time for the better part of a century. He says, "For decades, all the major economists, philosophers, sociologists, they all believed up until about the 1970s that we would be working less and less." He continues, "In the 20s and in the 30s, there were actually major capitalist entrepreneurs who discovered that if you shorten the working week, employees become more productive. Henry Ford, for example, discovered that if he changed the working week from 60 hours down to 40 hours, his employees would become more productive because they were not that tired in their spare time." And the positions of Grant and Bregman are backed up by quite a bit of academic research. Multiple studies support the view that a shorter working week would make people happier and more productive. While OECD figures show that countries with a culture of long working hours often score poorly for productivity and GDP per hour work. And one company in New Zealand, who has trialed a four-day working week last year, confirmed recently that it would adopt the measure on a permanent basis. Academics who have studied this trial reported lower stress levels for employees, higher levels of job satisfaction, and an improved sense of work-life balance. Critically, they also say workers were 20% more productive. It's a Friday. I think most of us are still working today, but maybe one day soon we won't be. Here's to the three-day weekend, everyone. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.